I'm Nikki DeCona, and it's so much a treat to welcome to the studio our next guest. A huge thanks to Chris De La Cruz, who put us on the trail, this fine band. We found out they were going to be traveling across the country and passing right by the studio. We said, hey, would you stop by? And they agreed they would. They're known collectively as Northern Howl. We'll just sit, have a group hello and welcome real quick there. Oh, we're not. There we go. Here we go. Try that again. Hello.
Hey.
And welcome. Thanks so much for coming by. And if you'd be so kind, just maybe introduce your song and start right up for us. We've been really looking forward to it.
All right. This one's called Madigan, and here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four. Make ski maps, name each run, Madigan, Madigan. Alpine skiing. If we fell in love, it didn't hurt. Nordic skiing. Toboggans, and it feels like we're racing downhill in toboggans, and it feels like we're racing downhill in toboggans, and it feels like we're racing downhill in toboggans. Madigan, alpine skiing. If M is a slope, then M is a slope of a mountain. Nordic skiing. Feels like we're racing downhill in toboggans. Feels like toboggans, and feels like we're racing downhill in toboggans, and feels like we're racing downhill in toboggans. Northern Howl live on 91.3 WYSO. Nordic skiing, that's called, huh?
Madigan. Madigan.
Madigan. See, now I thought I heard it differently than what it originally came out. But that has a skiing feel. I like that. You can sort of imagine just coasting along on the upper crust there. It's a real treat to have you guys live in the studio. If you do, well, I'm going to say that there's only five of you in the room, but what, 12, 13 instruments that are in there?
There's a lot.
You guys are, each of you, except for the one lazy fellow sitting down who only played guitar, each
oh,
of you.
I wonder what that sound was.
Oh, he's got a kick drum in front of him, just out of view. Very cool. I really appreciate that spirit, sort of like pick up whatever needed next. There. Could you do me just a big favor and sound off from left to right and give us your names?
Sure. I'm Katie Thornton.
Katie Thornton.
I'm Ellery Kramer.
Ellery, yeah.
Paul Erling.
Spencer Roth.
Spencer.
Willie Nordstrom.
Willie Nordstrom. Very good. Altogether known as Northern Howl. And very, very pleased to have you guys live today. So tell me about the name. What's that? You guys are from Minneapolis. So I picture an image that it's like you guys in the dead of winter and it's just too darn cold and you just have to start howling.
That's about right.
Is it? Really? I guessed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, we just wanted something that was super, like, woodsy and captured where we're coming from.
You guys have a very kind of rustic, I'm going to call it a, you know, that same sort of feel that John Fahey had. He called it American rustic music. I get that feel about what you do. Tell me how you all came together and realized that you could put your rustic talents combined.
Well, three of us went to high school together, and the other two also went to high school together, and we had a friend who transferred from one of the schools to the other, who brought us together.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and we all started kind of playing music together, and then we kind of went separate ways and changed and morphed, and for about a year and a half now, or maybe 2 years, we've been this group, as you see it or hear it right now.
You can find more about the band, and also you can purchase a copy of their the full-length release, and that's at your label, right? It's your own label, restandnoise.com.
It's not our own label.
Yeah. But, tell me about that.
Well, the label is just a small label run out of St. Paul, Minnesota, that we just released our full-length through, and so that's on their label, and we just recorded a shorter EP that we just finished, and that's being produced independently. So, yeah, just but that one is on Rest and Noise, and they've got great music.
And you can find out about this and more great music on that label, as well as more about the band on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Northern Howl Band. Very cool. Would you play us another one?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the song, if you would.
This one's called Stars, and Willie and I wrote it, and then we just like tried to capture that feel, and it's, yeah, I don't know.
Oh. It's coming your way, Northern Howl Live on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you. Northern Howl live on 91.3 WYSO. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Just lovely. Our morning edition host, Jerry Kinney, walked in and said, "This is making me sad."
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's
not good. Well, maybe it is. Sometimes it's good to be sad. You know, you got to sweat it out one way or another. Tell me the name of that one again, if you would.
Stars.
It's Northern Howl live in the studio on 91.3 WY. So you guys have embarked on a tour. You just started out, really, right?
No, we're just ending.
Just ending, so you're just almost home.
Yeah,
we're on the final couple days.
You're playing Indianapolis tomorrow night. You just came from Columbus. You've got just a couple more gigs. Did you say you're playing Missouri at some point?
Chicago, and Madison, and home.
I have no sense of geography. You're playing in Australia before you head back,
yep,
right?
And yeah. Then parents, don't tell my parents.
So, will you head into the studio when you're done? Have you been finding that you're sort of finding a way to come together and make more songs while you're on the road, or is it pretty much, you know, nose to the grindstone, rote rehearsal? What is it?
We aren't together for the bulk of the year. We all go to school in different parts of the country, and so when we get together, we usually tour. And so before the tour, we usually just crank out a lot of practicing, do some writing. This time we did some recording of this new EP. On the road, it gets a little bit stressful sometimes, hard to write, but I think we've been perfecting our songs as we've been running through them during shows.
So you're all heading back to school. You're going to wrap up the tour and go back to school.
Yep.
So that you guys are going to have good, good essays to write for what did I do on my summer vacation?
Last year we took Katie out of school to go on tour.
Yeah.
She was still in high school.
I was in high school.
And she got an official note of permission that said, like, I have permission to skip school to go on tour with my rock band.
I had to write a letter and everything.
How sweet. Did you forge your mother's name, or was it just straight up?
She came in for a meeting. That's no exaggeration.
Oh, how fun. Well, I like the idea of all of that, and I like the spirit of what you're doing. It kind of has a basic and like a fundamental, like there's almost a historic aspect. I think it's because of the instruments, but you guys definitely give it a new twist. You're in Indianapolis tomorrow and heading back home to Minneapolis to wrap up the tour and head back to school. Again, you can find more details on their MySpace page. That's myspace.com/Northern Howl Band. If you'd like to look into getting some recordings of their work, you can check restandnoise.com or probably information at your MySpace page as well. Thanks so much for coming by. Would you do one more for us, please, and tell us a little about the tune? It always comes to you, poor Paul there in the middle. Please tell us, Paul, about this tune.
This one's called Ice Cab. And
there's a snow theme going here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of it.
Ice Cab, it's Northern Howl Live on 91.3 WYSO. They're pulling yet another instrument out of a bag here.
Excuse us, we have a little tuning to do.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, yes.
That's all right. We're all about being in tune. So, a band of multi-instrumentalists who skipped school to be here today, heading back to school. And again, thanks to Chris, who hooked us up, and to Ellery, who talking with me on the phone and getting this all set up. And thanks, guys, for coming by. You guys are you should spend a little time in Yellow Springs, as a matter of fact. It's a sweet place to have lunch. It is.
It's really, really wonderful.
It is. Northern Howl live on 91.3. Thank you. Northern Howl live on 91.3 WYSO. Thanks so much for coming by. Kathleen, Ellery, Paul, Spencer, Willie, all of you known together as Northern Howl. Please come back by when you're, you know, done with school and heading out the next time. Full details can be found at their MySpace page, myspace.com/Northern Howl Band, or you can find out about some copies of their recorded works at restandnoise.com. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you soon.